5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and happy new year to you. It's your boy, Roy, back for a season 3. SRQ Talk is where you got it locked in, and nothing here changes. We're new, fresh, local, and worldwide podcast where we broadcast live from the paradise city of Sarasota, Florida. Everybody, welcome. It's definitely great to be back, baby. That's right. We're going to be locking it up here Monday through Friday. We have done a season 1 of 37 episodes, a season 2 of 27. We haven't broadcast since mid-November. Obviously, in the last 2 months, a great deal has happened. Pretty much season 1 and 2, we were in the midst of a pandemic, and we still are, unfortunately. However, life goes on. We didn't have a vaccine when we went away in mid-November, and now we do, and we have it here. We like to bring local current events to you, especially here. We bring Sarasota and Manatee County to the front of the line on any local or breaking news. Obviously, we broadcast from Florida, and Florida's numbers absolutely off the chain. People are listening in droves here. Regardless, what the 2 months in between seasons allowed people to do is to catch up on all the episodes. You know, we're not going to appeal to all of America, but we're definitely working on it. So let's get it too. We have a 1 hour show here for season 3. It's January 13, 2021. And we want to get this party started, so let's do it. The show today, we have all our sponsors lined up for all of season 3. And season 3 will be like similar to 1 and 2, where it's going to consist of anywhere from 25 to 30 shows, maybe more, maybe a little less. But Off the Mudda Scale, which is a podcast of these guys that are amped up like me. It's a they specialize in wrestling, WWE, baby. And you know, here we do top of the hour. We do all news, all Sarasota, Manatee first, then Florida news, and then national news. But on the bottom of our hour here on the SRQ Talk Show, the second 30 minutes, we go all sports, SRQ Sports Show. And we don't talk much wrestling. I'm a big wrestling head, but I do go way back. Remember, I'm a damn old fart, okay? I go back all the way to maybe the Bob Backlund days. I remember superstar Billy Graham, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, Andre the Giant, the whole mania with Hulkamania. Damn, you know, your boys got it locked up with wrestling, but we don't, because it's just become entertainment. I've almost become out of touch. I don't watch it anymore. But now that our new sponsor, Off the Mudda Scale, and they could be reached on any of your podcasts, most likely like we do. I bring podcasters to the front of the sponsorship. Like I said, we have many sponsors lined up. I wanted to get these guys off. I had a chance to listen to some of their stuff, and they're amped up like your boy Roy here on SRQ Talk Show. Let me give them their moment here, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves to you. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Hey, everyone. I'm Austin.
I'm Miguel.
I'm Brian.
And we're the Off the Mudda Scale Wrestling Podcast. We bring weekly reviews for WWE Raw and SmackDown, as well as AEW Dynamite.
We also cover each WWE and AEW pay-per-view, as well as those other companies at times.
Tune in each Sunday for new episodes from the mouths and minds of lifelong wrestling fans. Check out the Off the Mudda Scale Wrestling Podcast.
Well, I said 2 minutes. That was about 26 seconds. Well, anyway, that's my new boys there, Off the Mudda Scale. They can also be found on Facebook, Twitter, all your social media. And as far as their podcast, Off the Mudda Scale, that's Mudda, M-U-T-A, and they can be found on all podcasts, just like your boy Roy here on SRQ Talk. Anchor is where we broadcast from their dashboard, but you can also find us on Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Cloud Sound, CastBox, Himalaya, baby. Your boy Roy's damn off the chain. We like for our audience to participate in the show. The only way to do it, we obviously can't take phone calls, so go ahead and drop us an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Or better yet, leave us a 60-second voicemail by going to our website there at srqtalk.com. Hit the message button, and if it's any good, your boy Roy is going to make you SRQ Talk famous and put it on the air there. Thank you for our sponsor, Off the Mudda Scale. Let's go on, because we are the numbers have done wonderful. Regardless, we can be found in 13 countries. That's of course including the U.S. of A. Within the U.S. of A., Florida, Off the Chain being our number one audience listenership. But I'll tell you what, 5% below that, it's my damn Seattle. That's Washington, and that's not D.C., bitch. That's all the way out west, out there in Washington. The Emerald City of Seattle is tuning in off the charts, almost coming up on Florida. And, of course, you know, in Ohio, Columbus, they love your boy Roy, Ohio, which many people, since we broadcast live from Sarasota, they're tuning in. So while they're away, they're in the know. That's the purpose of the show here, to keep my audience in the know. And everything's big in Texas, right, including your boys' numbers off the chain in Texas, especially out there in Dallas. But we're out there in Austin as well, coming in on wrapping up the top five here on the listenership around the country here. Virginia, the original 13th Connolly, baby. Virginia's tuning in, and then dropping there from 6 to 10, it's Georgia. My peaches out there, and then my Jersey boys that are – they're down on me, man, because I only finished the season about 56%. On Bet Make 'Em Best, the Jersey boys opted out. Their numbers have gone quite low. And then guess what next is damn New York. Yeah, I'm a little bit out of practice. But guess what, New York, you're all of that. You're all of that, and I'll give you one more. Okay, it's embarrassing that I was born in that state, and my numbers are horrible in the tank. There are some people listening there, and then back to Cali, baby, way out west. Your boy extends that far. I'm in Sarasota. I can't be any farther. Look at people like Seattle and California, and the college kids off the train in Nebraska. That's coming out of Lincoln there. Then we got Oregon, and wrapping it up with Michigan. That's right. For the love of, what was it? For Ann Arbor, baby. Lock it up. And Dearborn and Ann Arbor listening out of Michigan there. That wraps it up. And we got what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 states. And as far as within Florida, guess what? Remember the king of the mountain was Fort Myers. They couldn't shut me off, right? Well, someone just passed them. Guess what? It's damn Orlando amping it up, man. They're pumped. They can't get enough of your boy here. Their number one city that listens to me in the whole state of Florida, followed by the ex-king of the mountain, Fort Myers. And then you go over the Sky Bridge here, and guess what, Tampa? We don't need you. Guess why? We got damn St. Petersburg, number three. Sarasota, you would think they're number one, considering I broadcast live out of here every day for 1 hour. Sarasota's fourth, top five. Wrapping it up is my great people in Northport and damn Venice. They love me down there. Usually do all my fishing business down there in Northport, and then the dirty, and down there in the dirty, dirty South, the real South, the real melting pot of America, where my Susios from the 305 representing the MIA Miami, coming in sixth, Fort Lauderdale, Dottie following Big Brother there. They coming in seven, and finally in eighth place, I get my first representation out of the damn Manatee County that doesn't want to tune into the show, but Palmetto does. We followed by damn Bradenton. And then guess who rounds off the top 10? You would think Tampa, right? No, Tampa, that's you. Guess who does? Naples, down there, the West Coast, baby, representing here on the SRQ Talk Show with probably the number one podcast local that's not going to give you fake news and scripted radio and has-been comedians trying to be on the radio. 11th place, Lakeland. That's far as hell, Lakeland. I don't blame you, but at least you're higher than Tampa is. Tampa, and then again, Manatee County wants to come in 13th place with the great people of Parrish. We got, you call it Punta Gorda. The Latin community calls it Punta Gorda, baby. Fat point down there, Punta Gorda. It's the speed bump between Fort Myers and Sarasota, and wrapping up the 15th city that listens to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. It's a city called Gulf Breeze. That's right. That's what I thought until I Googled it, became an avatar, and I found out the Gulf Breeze is out there in the panhandle, baby. Pensacola, Tallahassee has decided to opt in. Again, congratulations and thank you for my people in Orlando. And as far as the gender, guess what? Hello, females, at damn 63% off the dizzo with the girls. 63%, men 37%. But I do thank you for tuning in. Like I said, season 3, episode 1. You never have enough time with your boy Roy here. So we're going to keep our eye on the clock. We're always against it there. We're going to start off with national news because we bring Sarasota and Manatee regardless to the front of the line here. Sarasota County provides updates on COVID-19 vaccine totals. This is all new to us. We're talking about it now. When we stopped broadcasting in November, this didn't exist. It was just talk, but now it's reality. The Florida Department of Health in Sarasota County has released its most recent information regarding the COVID-19 vaccine and its distribution. Sarasota County has received 5,900 vaccine doses to date, with the last 1,000 currently being distributed to people 65 and older, healthcare workers, and those living and working in long-term care facilities. Makes sense. The DOH is expecting to receive and distribute the second doses in the coming weeks. If you have received the first dose, please monitor sarasotahealth.org for details. You heard there? That's www.sarasotahealth.org if you've already gotten the first dose, because remember, it takes two doses. We're going to keep our pedal here, because we've got to get everything in within a half hour, because Anchor, where we broadcast from, as fine people as they are, they don't play games. You know, we got cut off many times before here, and we did get into 2 months. We got many emails. I just don't have time to address the news and to address this. We want to start 2021 off on the right foot and get every story that we have, because I like to keep my people here in the know. More public stores to offer COVID-19 vaccines for seniors. That's a good idea. Get Publix involved, baby, where shopping is a pleasure and where getting your vaccine will be too. Publix and the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, announced the availability of COVID-19 vaccinations in Collier County. And you know, well, hold on, Collier. Yeah, Collier is over there by Naples, baby. They're tuned in. So 19 vaccinations in Collier, Flagler County, St. John's, Volusia counties. It's an expansion of previously announced counties with public stores that will be offering the COVID-19 vaccines. That's a great idea. Sarasota? Not yet. Manatee County? Not yet. The counties, again, that offer the vaccinations in Publix would be Collier, Flagler, St. John's, and Volusia counties in Florida. Eligible individuals 65 and older can make appointments beginning today using the online reservation system at Publix.com Publix.com/COVID vaccine. Let me give you that again. Publix.com/COVID vaccine with vaccination starting Thursday, January 14th, which would be tomorrow. The announcement brings the total number of Publix pharmacies offering COVID-19 vaccinations to 105 in 12 counties. For 90 years, Publix has served the customers and communities in times of need, said Publix CEO Todd Jones. Our ability to provide these vaccinations to Florida's 65 and older population is a privilege, according to Todd Jones. We are grateful to Governor DeSantis for the willingness to work with us and to serve our communities. Lock it up, CEO of Publix, Todd Jones. You're absolutely right. Your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. Thank you for joining us, season 3, episode 1. It's January 13, 2021. Going on with this Publix story, vaccinations are provided to eligible individuals by appointment only while supplies last and at no cost to the individual. Customers with health insurance will need to bring their insurance card to their scheduled appointment. Customers without health insurance will need to provide their driver's license or social security number. So Publix Pharmacy will administer the vaccine at the following locations: in Bay, Citrus, Collier, Escambia, Flagler, Hernando, Marion, Okaloosa, St. John's, Santa Rosa, Volusia, and Walton counties. You heard, amp it up. Alert. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, keeping you in the know. These are the Publix pharmacies, again, that will administer the vaccine at the following locations: in Bay County, Citrus, Collier, Escambia, Flagler, Hernando, Marion, Okaloosa, St. John's, Santa Rosa, Volusia, and Walton counties. And there you go. Your boy Roy, keeping you in the know, baby. Another story here locally. Let's see what we got here. The wildlife hazard at Pinebrook Park is getting a fix. Residents asked to avoid the area. Where the hell is Pinebrook Park?
Whatever.
Pinebrook Park is in the great city of Venice, Sarasota County. Sarasota, if you are a regular at Pinebrook Park in Venice, where your boys' numbers are damn off the chain in Northport, making the top 5 of audience here within Florida, a portion of the park will soon be off limits. You heard? Don't go near it. The Florida Forest Service will be performing wildlife mitigation or migration, I'm sorry, between the northern half of the park within the areas of Curry Creek and Water Street starting next Tuesday, January 19th. You heard, Venice. You're a little hard of hearing, Venice. Let me give it to you again. The Florida Forest Service will be performing wildlife migration between the northern half of the park within the areas of Curry Creek and Water Street Tuesday, January 19th. Maybe I'll remind you again, Venice. This is too early to give you this. You're going to forget. It's in 6 days. The procedure should last for about 3 weeks, man. The heavily wooded Pinebrook Park must be managed accordingly to prevent fires. Okay, currently the northernmost area of the park is too overgrown to be considered safe, according to the Florida Forest Service. The plan is to mulch down the area before the unexpected burn destroys many of the mature trees and puts the surrounding communities at risk. The FFS said that the south side of the creek will also need a cleanup before it becomes a wildlife hazard as well. Keeping you in the know, man. Season 3, Happy New Year, about 13 days late. We couldn't. We had to. I mean, I wanted to start the show maybe next week or on a Monday. We didn't. As soon as we got all our sponsors lined up, we went at it, man. And go listen. If you're into wrestling, man, you got to listen to the Off the Mud of Scale, found on anywhere. You can find any podcast or any search engine, just like you can find your boy Roy here on SRQ Talk. We're going to keep our eye on the time here because we are up against the clock and we don't like to be shut out here. Let's see what else we can give you as far as national news. And of course, you know, all the national news is that they want to, you know, first of all, my stand on what happened in the Capitol, I was mortified, just like any other U.S. citizen or people who were just internationally, okay, living abroad. You were looking at this and you were, okay, you were highly, highly disappointed and wondering what the hell happened, okay? Obviously, the president didn't add to it. Whether you're for the president or not, he is the president. He does have to take accountability. And right before it hits, you can't be having a rah-rah speech. He treated it like any other rally. This wasn't a rally. This wasn't him speaking at a rally. This was a protest like Americans have the right to protest. And the Trump supporters had a right to protest. But according to everything I've read and seen and read online, which you can't believe anything you read or stay online, but you got to believe someone, right? All the networks, I've checked it all, and they're all like, all vomit, man. You just turn on the TV set, man, and they're just, Pelosi's there. She's got to be loving life right now because she hates him like poison. But the man did a lot of good in the country. I was in favor of him not being, nobody likes a damn sore loser, okay? You don't like a sore loser. Take your whips and get the hell out. But the problem is that he made his supporters and people that have voted for him led to believe that there was damn fraud in the elections, okay? They've counted these things over and over already. There was a recount. You know, if you don't think that the people have spoken, a damn Jewish 30-year-old senator, and what, where in the state of damn Georgia, okay, where my numbers are okay, I think you're all that, Georgia. You used to be a lot more, okay? Virginia's right on your ass, tipping on your, we're just nipping on your ass, ready to take sixth place there, Georgia. But they do listen in Hotlanta to me. So what basically is the point is that a damn Jewish senator, the youngest Jewish senator, white Jewish senator in the whole damn state of Georgia, are you kidding me, man? The people are speaking and speaking loud, okay? Whether there's some fraud and some people trying to get away with, you know, having the dead vote and all that. I'm sure there was, but there wasn't enough to make a difference. The people have spoken. What we do in this country is that we concede, you come out and you concede and you give power away. And in 7 days, they want your ass out of there, Trump. Out of there. In fact, they want you out of there today because now people that were for Trump before, like McConnell and Cheney, approve of Trump's impeachment. These guys are on the hate wagon, man. They want his ass out too. So McConnell, Cheney approved the, let me see, because Pence, okay, did not want to sign the 25th Amendment, giving him the right to have him impeached. So he's not going to agree to that. According to CNN, okay, which CNN, we all agree, right? Wyoming's Liz Cheney, the third ranking GOP leader in the House, announced in a statement today that she will vote to impeach President Trump. There you go, Trumpy. Yep, President Trump, man. Cheney's jumping off your wagon, saying that the summoned this mob assembled the mob and lit the flame of the attack. And that's the pretty much the sentiment, Trump, that they think you incited people, man. You gave them a rah-rah speech before they damn broke into the Capitol, okay? And there has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States and his office and his oath to the Constitution, she said in a statement. All right, you don't have to pile on there, Cheney. We get it. Your vote speaks volumes. You don't got to go out and have your little quote there that, you know, he betrayed. President Trump is for America, okay? I don't think anybody has any doubt on that. However, he did try to, you know, he put our democracy at jeopardy. You can't have a coup attempt like that, man. You gotta drop out. You lost fair and square. If it's fair, you know, we don't know, man, but we don't like sore losers. Get the hell out of the White House. Have Biden, and Biden, where's our check? That's all we got to say is the check in the mail. Make sure you spell my last name right, okay? Because I'm part of the damn Latin community. Did I say that we have 13 countries, including the USA, right? There's 12 others that follow the USA. I didn't mention them. And they gave us, my audience, a nickname, Roy's Rowdy Rebels, the UK, baby, Ireland, Mexico, Germany, Turkey, Netherlands, Singapore, Colombia, the motherland of damn Spain, Italy, Qatar, and South Africa, baby, is where your boy Roy extends to SRQ Talk. That was the first segment, the top of the hour. We do 1 hour, and we're coming up against the clock, so we're going to wrap it up here. We're just getting our feet wet. Season 3, Episode 1, bottom hour. It's going to be all sports. Stay with me. All right, thank you for returning. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk Show with the bottom of the hour show that we do here Monday through Friday. We broadcast live, like we always say, from the Paradise City of Sarasota, Florida. This is the second 30 minutes of the show we call the bottom hour here, where we talk all sports. SRQ Sports Show is what we like to call it. And we are launching season 3, episode 1 today, baby. Happy New Year, everybody, and it's good to be back. We did receive a lot of emails, way too many, just like so much news that has passed by since November, late November, that we broadcast our last broadcast of our 27th episode of season 2. We went for our first season was 37 shows, second season was 27, and we're getting off the schneid here on season 3, episode 1, January 13th, 2021. It's a hump day. There's no coincidence. So we wanted to start it on a Monday, but guess what? We didn't. Absolutely. We can be, we want you to participate in the show. What I was going to say is that we did receive a lot of emails while we were away, just like there was many current events that we were not able to share our thoughts about. But guess what? Your boy Roy here has a new motto for 2021. If you live in the past, you die in the future. Lock it up. You heard it here. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk Show. We like to keep you in the know. Our first half hour was all top news, especially Sarasota and Manatee County, nationwide, Florida. We can be heard. You have no problem finding the show because the numbers are absolutely off the chain. But we do broadcast. You can go to Anchor Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, Himalaya, CastBox. We're absolutely everywhere. We're found in 13 countries. We're found in 12 U.S. states and 15 cities now in Florida. So we're amping it up. We do have a new sponsor of the show, and this falls right into our sports, even though we never talk wrestling, but that's why there's a podcast that you can go for all you wrestling fans, or if you're from the South, it's Wrestling Off the Mudda Scale, and Mudda is spelled M-U-T-A. Off the Mudda Scale is my new sponsor, Amped Up Boys here, talking wrestling, WWE. They have a Facebook page, a Twitter page. They're on a lot of social media. They can be found on any podcast where you find your podcast. Give them a call. We give them a good shout out in the first half of the show, including introducing themselves, Off the Mudda Scale. Go check them out. And they actually inspired me because I am from the Bob Backlund days, the Superstar Billy Graham days, John Cena days. That's recent, but you know, the Big Show and the Million Dollar Man and all the Hulkamania hoopla, but Jimmy Superfly Snuka, if you want to go way back. I used to be a wrestling maniac when I was a kid, you know, including my sisters telling me it's all fake.
Whatever.
And I said, all fake. Let me put you in the figure four. Remember Greg Valentine, blonde hair, Greg Valentine with the figure four. Pedro Morales, which unfortunately has left us. Pedro Morales was from the Latin community. He was a Puerto Rican Intercontinental title champion. But back when I used to watch wrestling, it used to be like, you know, maybe two titles plus the tag team title. Now, you know, since the Mudda off the Mudda scale, which is my new sponsor of the shoe, Off the Mudda Scale, since they have kind of tapped in and made me a little aware of this WWE, because these boys are amped up. They have a lot of information. So definitely, if you're a wrestling fan, tune in to them. Here, we like for our audience to participate in the show. Please drop us an email at srqtalk@gmail.com or a voicemail. They'll give you 60 seconds for your take at srqtalk.com. Hit the message button and you're off to the races. Start your message. They'll cut you off in 60 seconds there. We're new, fresh, and worldwide, as I mentioned there. But like I said, a great deal of news and current events passed by us that we weren't able to take our take, including the sports. We were doing picks of the week, and we will continue with our picks of the week with the games this week or basketball, the NBA, which that's how I feel about it. I'm still contemplating. I'm not doing an official boycott, but really my boycott that I did on the NBA, because they decided that they wanted to put politics on my show and Black Lives Matter on the t-shirts and all over the court, and every commercial was a the protest and all this, kind of turned me off, man. And I unfortunately boycotted the NBA, including the playoffs and the championship game, where my Miami Heat came up a little short against LeBron and the boys. But, you know, they did definitely overcome a lot of adversity, the Heat, and they did go as far as they could there. We'll see about this year. So the NBA, we'll have to do our picks there. And then we just came off the wild card weekend, which we didn't broadcast, and we didn't give you any games here, but we finished at a measly, 55%, just barely socially acceptable. Maybe it was 56% or even 57%. I don't have the numbers near me, but I know we went above the social acceptance of 55%, and that was based on about over 100 games. So we didn't do so hot like we did in the beginning of picking our picks, where we were at 82% at one time. But we move on. We're not crybabies like the damn president crying. Just get the hell out of office before they boot your ass out, man. You know, nobody likes a sore loser. And there was some losers in the NFL in wild card weekend, which they labeled it. And this was a game where I took the points and we won because they were laying 7. Some people got it at 6.5, and that's what we got it at. But the Bills, the hot, very hot, probably America's hottest team going into the playoffs, is the Buffalo Bills. They finished the season at 14-3. They came in against a good 11-6 and a good defensive led by Phillip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. This game, I took the points because I actually thought the Colts were going to upset them outright, but the Bills were at home and they did have some fans in the stadium. I think they filled it at, 25 or 50%. And you can drop me an email if you know the fact that's, I'm not really sure, what was it, a 50% capacity or not, but there was some fans in there. And the Bills took care of the Colts 27-24. And I think the Colts actually outplayed them. Obviously, the score is not showing that, but the Colts really played well. We'll see what their future with Phillip Rivers. Maybe they'll get Wentz from from Philadelphia. And that's a whole other story that we'll probably need a whole half hour, because we got to amp it up here. We only get 30 minutes on this bottom of the hour here, and we're already 8 minutes in because time flies with your boy Roy. The Seahawks, big disappointment, where my numbers are off the chain in the state of Washington, coming out straight out of Seattle there. And obviously we were going for Russell and the Seattle and the whole Emerald City, especially that I get so much listenership from that area of the country. And the Rams are a damn vomit, man. Goth and the rest of them. The only thing that the Rams had going for them that I was rooting for was that one quarterback that had never played in the NFL. He played for some from some minor league football league there. I should have the information in front of me, but guess what? I don't. But the Rams, not to ramble on too much because we only got 30 minutes. The Rams took care of the Seahawks 30-20. And then, yeah, Tampa Bay, where you don't want to listen to my show, but St. Petersburg does, Sarasota does, and the Buccaneers and Brady, baby, they took care of the Washington football team 31-23. And I'll tell you, I was really inspired by the Alex Smith story coming out of there. That was on ESPN 60. What is it, 60 or 30? It wasn't 30 for 30. It was 60 Degrees or whatever it is, show that they have in the big four-letter network there. Really inspiring. Didn't know the two-year struggles and impossible amputation of his leg and his wife holding his hand the whole way there and all the physical therapy and grueling 2 years, not only a mental strength but a physical one, obviously, of Alex Smith, the quarterback, that didn't end up starting the game from the football team. They went with Hanky, and let me tell you, Hanky looked damn good, amped up, man. He did, but he came up short against Tampa Bay, the Bucks, Antonio Brown, and I mean, they're amped up, and they got and they're hoping, man, they're going to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is being played in Tampa. It would be the first time that any team from the same city would play in the Super Bowl in the city, the hosted city where they're from. So Brady and the boys took care of them 31-23. And then probably the most exciting game of Wild Card Weekend was where the Ravens took care of the Tennessee Titans and Tannehill 20-13. Electric. This was all about Lamar Jackson, baby. He locked it up 20-13. He looks amped up. And that's probably the scariest team nobody wants to face. And then this was the downer game. It was the Saints against the Bears. A lot closer than what everybody thought. The Bears tried to hang in there, but guess what? You need some offense, and the defense doesn't always win games or championship because the Bears' defense is absolutely off the chain. To hold the New Orleans Saints down 21 points and still losing, that's a damn shame, okay? But they go down to the Saints 21-9, and let me tell you something, Drew Brees, you looked horrible, man. You looked old. You didn't look like Tom Brady, man. But anyway, and the most exciting game was the one that was played 3 days ago. What was it? On Sunday Night Football, where the Brownies, the Cleveland Browns, Ohio, where they're third place in listenership, and they listened strong to your boy Roy here on SRQ Talk, on the SRQ Sports Show. The Browns took care of the Steelers 48-37. Before you blinked, it was 28-0 already. In the first 14 seconds of the game, it was 7-0. It seemed like the first 3 minutes, it was 14-0, and then 28-0. So the game became a little closer than possible, but just way too many. I mean, the first snap of the game, the ex-Dolphin Pouncey, you know, never has it. The guy's been in like 13 Pro Bowls, okay, every year. Pouncey, just, you can't hike the ball on the first hike of the game. It went completely off of Roethlisberger's hands, bounced around in the end zone, and fallen by a Cleveland Browns defensive player for the first touchdown in the game in the first 14 seconds. If that didn't set the tone, I don't think. And just the three other damn interceptions that Big Ben threw, man, they're looking off, man. They're looking off. They started 11-0. And they lost what, the last 5 out of 6 games or something like that. But anyway, that was your scores in the NFL for Wild Card Weekend that we didn't get a chance to broadcast. Let me keep my eye on the time. We're halfway through because your time flies with your boy Roy here, and I'd like to give you the first 2021 pick of the day here, a lock of the day, I should say. But let's go ahead and see some upcoming games here So given that the divisional round here will have the damn LA Rams, okay, coming up against the tundra. Yep, the frozen tundra out there in Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers are favorite. The line came out at 7.5 there. It's down now to 6.5. The over-under is 45.5, and I can just imagine the weather over there is just going to be a frozen tundra. The Rams have nothing, okay? They have an impressive in Cam Akers in the running game, but, man, that quarterback situation is damn horrible, man. I hate the Rams situation, man, and not only do I hate the Rams situation, man, This Jared Goff, man, he doesn't cut it for me, okay? Goff, you got a guy that didn't even play. You know, that was disappointing. I think they had a better shot with the kid that's never played in the NFL that was quarterbacking that team. But Goff came in, man, and I just don't like him. He's got no chance in Green Bay. I don't care. They're just going to stack the line against Akers. Aaron Rodgers, NFL, there you go. For 2021, your boy Roy's telling you to run to the damn window, man. Run. Run. Put on your sneakers so you can run faster and drop the 6.5. You can give them 12.5. I got Packers all day. That game's going to be on when? When is the 16th? Is that a Saturday game or is that a Sunday game? Let me see. The 16th is a Saturday at 4:35 on Fox, baby. Packers laying 6.5, late 12. Your boy Roy's telling you that's the first lock of the week there in 2021, season 3, January 13th, 2021. Your boy's telling you to lay the house, the kids, the mortgage, the stimulus check, even the IOU on a stimulus check that Biden's going to give you of $2,000. Go ahead and put it all on the Packers. Lay the 6.5. The over-under, 45.5. I got no opinion on that. I don't even think the Rams. Yeah, the Rams might score 17 points. The Packers are putting over 30 up, so that might go over as well, but you heard it here. First lock of the year, 6.5 laid against the Packers. Next game is Saturday night at 8:15 on NBC. We got the Bills and the Ravens, baby, and this is a doozy. I love this one. And I'll tell you what, the Bills are favorite 2.5. Over-under is 50. Okay, they might score 100 in that game. And Bills at home? I got to tell you, Bills fans, New York, your numbers are in the toilet as far as listenership here to the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy. I'm not much of a fan, but I thought the Ravens should have won it last year. Guess what? But your boy Roy's going all Ravens. All Ravens gobbling the 2.5. It might end up in a field goal game. Who knows? But I got Ravens outright. I don't even need the 2.5. But you're going to give them to me, I'm going to take them. So we're going Packers. We're going Ravens on Saturday. I want to be put on the record, and we're cleaning the slate team. This is our 2021 record. Everything that happened in 2020, guess what? See you later.
Whatever.
Exactly, because we don't live in the past here, because we're going to die in the future if we do. So we're not doing that. 2021, we're 0-0. We're going Packers lane 6.5 against those atrocious damn Rams, okay, that were in the Super Bowl. A year ago, they were in the damn Super Bowl. The Bills and the Ravens, we're going. I know the Bills are hot, okay, but guess what? The Ravens, they amped up, baby. I love their defense, too. The Ravens grab the 2.5 against the Bills. That's our two picks. And then on Sunday at 3:05, we got the damn Brownies and the Chiefs. This is going to be a good one. The Chiefs are laying a fat 10, and I'll tell you, the Chiefs, you barely have squeaked all year round. You show me nothing that you will blow out the Browns. In fact, I was damn impressed with the Browns' running game and their outside receivers with Jarvis Landry. We got Chubbs in the back, and then the kid that backs him up, he's amped up too. We got this guy releasing the ball within 3-5 seconds, so you can't sack his ass. He's starting to learn a little bit. And I like it, and I like it a lot. Let me just see something here. The Chiefs against the money line. You see, they're only 6-4. That does put them at 60%. Browns are 60% getting points. Browns are 70% over bets. Guess what, man? I'm grabbing the 10, baby. You heard it here. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. We are going. Yeah, man, we are going to go with the Browns in this one. They're getting 10. What's the over-under in this game? Let's go back. We are dealing with a new internet provider here, so bear with me here. Let me see the Brownies. The Brownies are the over-under is 57. No. I don't know about it going down. In fact, I like the under there at 57, but that's not my bet. My bet is grabbing 10 points. The Browns, the Chiefs might win. They ain't going to win by 3. So there you go. Browns gobbling 10. Just hope I don't choke on it. And then here we go, Tampa. You Tom Brady. We're Tom Brady fans here. They come up for the third time against the New Orleans Saints. They're 0-2 this year. It's very hard to beat a team three times. I think Tom has this one circled on in his calendar. And guess what? Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Our last pick is going to be the Bucs. That's right, baby. We're going to grab the Bucs. The Saints are favorite 3 and 51.5. I don't really have an opinion on the over-under. If anything, I'd go over, and I'd go way over at 51.5. But I'm going to grab the 3 in the Bucs, and I can't see the Bucs losing 3 times to the Saints. And the Saints, you didn't really look all that impressive against the Bears, and the Bears are a damn vomit, okay? They backed into the playoffs, okay? They have a Mac Daddy defense, okay? But no, come on now. The Saints, you're not going to lose. Here's where the party starts. Breeze is getting old. Time to retire. You know Tom Brady. I'm grabbing 3. So in just in review, because we're going to keep our eye on the time here, and we are going to have to amp it up more than we're amped up here on time because we're coming to the end of the show. We're going to have we're 0-0 now, 2021 new records. We're going to go our first couple of picks of the year. We're going to Packers laying 6.5 against the atrocious Rams. We are going to go with the upset. We're going with an underdog here, and they shouldn't be an underdog. But the Baltimore Ravens impressed me last year. They got bounced out in the playoffs. They're in for the long haul here. They're probably going to represent the AFC because no one else is going to beat the damn Broncos, okay? And I think the Ravens have it. They can beat the Chiefs, okay? The Chiefs haven't been playing all that, man. They've been squeaking on games. They have a lot of time off. I don't buy the Chiefs this year. It's hard to repeat back-to-back. I like the Ravens against the Bills. In fact, I like them to go all the way to the Super Bowl. So we're going to grab 2.5, even though the Bills are super hot, but someone's got to cool these kids down, and it's going to be the Ravens, man, this week. So sorry to tell you that, Bills fans. And then as far as the Browns and the Chiefs, I think the Browns lose this game. I do think the Chiefs advance, but not by 10 points. I'm gobbling the 10 points. That's a gift. The Browns have a great running game. They have their quarterback releasing the ball under 3 seconds. They got Jarvis Landry. They got Hooper at tight end. They have enough to stay within close with the Chiefs. In fact, they might even beat them outright. But I don't think so. For my money, I'm grabbing the 10 in with the Browns. And for the last pick for 2021 here, for the games on this weekend, even though we got time, but these are going to be our picks. We're taking the Buccaneers. The Saints are not going to beat the same team 3 times. Very hard to do. My money's with Tom Brady, +3 in New Orleans, which didn't look so impressive at all. Let me see. We're 22 minutes in. I told you about our new sponsor. Go check out their podcast at Off the Mutta Scale, and that's Mutta, M-U-T-A. The kids are amped up talking wrestling. And as far as we go, we'd like to hear from you. Drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Go ahead and leave me a message if that's what you prefer to do at our website, srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. We're new, fresh, local, and worldwide podcast here, broadcasting live from Sarasota, Florida. Let's see if we can get some damn NBA games, maybe get off the record with today's games. Today, Wednesday, January 13th at 7 o'clock. We got the Bucks against the Pistons, and it's really too early in the season, but I'll tell you what, the Bucks are 10.5 favorite over under 227, and I think the Pistons, they're garbage, man. They're 2-8. Bucks are 7-4. We're going to pass on this game. Let's see what else we got. We got the Mavericks against the Hornets. Mavericks are a favorite 4, making the Hornets a home dog over under 220.5. And then we got the Nets and the Knicks. This is an interesting thing, but Kyrie Irving, I don't know what your problem is, dude, but if you don't want to play basketball no more, go ahead and retire. Okay, you're becoming a nutcase. Okay, not playing in games and then being found on Zoom or doing some other story. Get the hell out of here. I'm getting sick of this Kyrie Irving, man. I really am. But your Brooklyn Nets are 3.5 over the Knicks. I'd love to see the Knicks. I'm just not going to put my money on you Knicks because you're garbage. 5-6, playing about 500. You're close, but you know what? I just thought I scare you. You can't. You got no answer for Durant. We think that he's playing. You know, you just never know these days with the Nets who's playing and who's not. The inmates are running the asylum in the NBA, man. They're doing what they want to do, man. And I swear, I hope more people boycott the NBA and the ratings go down, man. There's a lot of entitled players there. It's not like football and hockey I'm down on the damn fucking basketball, man. Now you're going to watch these games. I'm going to give you guys your picks of the day. Let me keep my eye on the time here. I don't want to get bounced out of here on the first day of the year here. Nets, Knicks. I wish I had the nuts to grab the 3.5 Knicks. But you know what? I should grab the Knicks. You know what? I'm going to do it. The Knicks. I'm going +3. No, you know what? Forget about it. You ain't got an answer for Durant, man. I ain't touching that game. We got the Lakers and the Thunder. Thunder, you're damn garbage. Lakers are going to absolutely smack you up. Their favorite 8, it's 218 over the Thunder. Let me see if there's a better game. Grizzlies and Timberwolves is damn garbage. Trailblazers and the Kings. The Trailblazers are 3.5, 236, man. The only one that really stands out here, we got the Pelicans and the Clippers later. Clippers laying 8.5 against the Pelicans. It's another garbage. You see this, man? This is just not appealing. Let me see the buck. You know what? That's it. You're locking a day. That's it. We're only going one game. Lock of the day. It's a damn Bucks. I'm laying 10.5 against the Pistons. Run to your damn window. Call your bookie up. Your boy Roy SRQ Talk on the SRQ Sports Show is telling you to lay 10.5. Pistons are getting damn blown out today. That's it. We're going to wrap it up here. We got season 3 launched. Episode 1 is in the books. I do thank you kindly for tuning in, smashing the play button and downloads. I thank all my countries. Of course, my 63% of female. Thank you for tuning in. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.